Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God and His prophetic Word, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await you. I welcome you back today to another episode in Lifting Limitations. Today we're going to be talking about when we do our best, how we need to let God do the rest. It's times when we feel like everything is coming at us from every side. We're limited in our options. We may even feel stuck at times. And then when we give things over to God, when we listen to God clearly, then He comes in and He does the rest for us. So as we go forth today, I want to share a story with you from the Bible that will help you to understand how this principle of lifting this type of limitation occurs. 1 Samuel chapter 14. This is a story about, Saul and Jonathan. And here's what happens in this story. Jonathan had an armor bearer. And there was a big battle with the Philistines going on, okay? And I want to share this particular story because this is a good example of when God, we're doing what we were supposed to do, but then God comes in and does the rest. And I want to show you how this works. So in this particular chapter 14 and 15, I suggest you go back sometime and just read it all the way through, because it's a powerful story. It's one that I haven't read for a while. And then when God highlighted it on me, I thought, okay, I've got to speak around this. But the Philistines were ruling over Israel at that time. And they have forts stationed all around, throughout Israel. They have these forts stationed. And Jonathan, and he had 1,000 men, 1,000 soldiers, they attacked one of the forts, okay, which had several hundred Philistine soldiers stationed there, okay? But this infuriated the Philistines. So they gathered their whole army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and almost 1,000,000 foot soldiers. Can you imagine? They gathered all of them together. They were so mad because they had gone in and hit on one fort. And so King Saul, at the time, he sounded the alarm, and several thousand, now you've got to realize, you see the difference, the Philistines were mighty at that time. And sometimes we feel like things, in the world are just mighty, they're against us, right? Do you feel that way? You feel like that right now, like, all this stuff is coming down from us in the world, and they're so great, they're so mighty, and we're so small. I heard the other day that the church was shrinking. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that the church is powerful, and it's getting more powerful. So we can identify, maybe with these few, soldiers, but he sounded the alarm. He and I'm going to sound an alarm.
Yes.
I sounded it all weekend. We have this alarm going off. We need people.
Amen.
We need strong Christian people that are going to stand up and really fight. And so they, when he did this, he said, these soldiers, they came in, but here's the thing. When his soldiers heard how vast the army coming was, what did they do? They began to leave the army and hide wherever they could. Sadly, that's what a lot of people do. This is too much. I can't handle this. I can't, you know, so they go off and they hide. They're still Christians. I believe God. But do they really believe that he's the God of the impossible? That he's going to do everything for them? And so there was only about 600 left. Like I said, I'm not going to read all through there, but you can if you want to. And so there's 600 men left with Saul against, what did I say, about 1 million foot soldiers, all these chariots, you know, horsemen and everything. And here Jonathan comes along and he decided here to take a step of faith. And he said, I think I'll go and expose myself to the enemy. And it was just him and his armor bearer. Jonathan had a sword. His armor bearer had a club. That's all they had. Now, why would you do that? Why would anybody in their right mind do that? Only through what? A message from God. Sometimes we do things that don't, it just doesn't make sense. And so here we have Jonathan. And he says to his armor bearer, come on, we're going to slip away. We're going to just slip away in the night. We're just going to go quietly from the camp. And we're going to go, and we're going to go up this. It's like a cliff, a crag, they call it. I think if I pronounce that right. Anyway, so they climbed up, and they came to the garrison. And can you imagine, I'm seeing this because I've done some Katahdin down around that area. I've had a horrendous story that I could tell about that. But anyway, you know, you're climbing up on the rocks and you're climbing up through and you're getting to the very top and you're kind of poking your head up and what do you see? All the way across, there was all these soldiers. Can you imagine? I want you to get a picture of this. Because it's significant when we think that the army is so vast. There's so many things against us. There's so much, you know, all that darkness out there. It's so huge, right? And then we have Jonathan and his armor bearer. And they're coming up to this, and they're peeking up. And then they say, in verse 6, Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised fellows. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saying, whether by many or by few. So he's going up here, and he has his mindset, doesn't he? Do you know what the mindset is? Doesn't matter how many there is, right? Whether it's many. What was he really saying? It wasn't him.
Yes. Yes.
We miss this piece because we often think it's just about us, right? It's just about us. It's about what we're doing. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the strategy here that Jonathan had. We are in this time when God gives us some strategy. This is one man who dared to believe God for a miracle. One man. And his armor bearer who said, okay, whatever you want to do, I'll be there with you.
Yes. Amen.
If you decide to go, I'm going to go with you.
Amen.
I'm going to do this with you. Now remember, what does an armor bearer do? An armor bearer is always behind the person that they are called to carry the armor for, right? The weapons or whatever. But they're also there. They fight alongside with that person in whatever that assignment that person wants. So when I find it interesting that the armor bearer said, yep, I'll go. Whatever you want to do. Now, I'm thinking, are both of them crazy? Seriously. Two people? But do you think the armor bearer got the same message? He got the same message as Jonathan. We can go do this.
Amen.
But who are they trusting in was the Lord.
That's right.
There's a strategy here that comes out of this. Now, so they go up, they poke their heads out, and then Jonathan says, he says this. He said, this is in verse 8, come then, we will cross over toward the men and let them see us. Crazy. If they say to us, wait here until we come to you, we will stay where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, come up to us, we will climb up, because that will be our sign that the Lord God has given them into our hands.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to share with you, in strategy from the Lord, oftentimes we don't get the fullness until we take a step. Sometimes we'll hear, go do this or do that. And then we're like whirling around going, what? I got to go blow a trumpet on a hill? What are you talking about? At 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it was. What? And then you get up there and you do it. And then the Lord will give you something more. He'll give you more understanding of it. But it's not until you pick up and move do you get the remaining strategy. I never know what all the strategy is until I take a step. What is that? That's trust. Trust in God of the impossible. It is trust that he knows what he's doing. Now, that's major trust. You got millions of people up there ready to kill you. Two young lads going up the hill, poking their head up and saying, well, if they see us and they tell us to stay here, we'll just stay right here. What? They're going to come down to get us. And then if they say, come on up here, we'll go up and we'll take our sword and our stick and we'll get them. Can you imagine? Now, just think for a minute, because I'm a picture person. I see in pictures oftentimes. But can you imagine them poking their heads up and there's one great big... I imagine the Philistines are huge people. They're big people. They're fighters. Can you imagine this one big Philistine person going, I got these two little boys. Let me...
Yeah.
You guys, you're fine. I'll take care of them. Not realizing that they had the God of the impossible on their side. So they go up. And then it tells us in this scripture that this continued, the fighting. They went up and they fought. And this is my imagination, but the scripture tells us they fought for the next hour or so. And they killed 20 Philistine soldiers. By two lads. And they killed over 20 Philistines. In that hour. And now there were hundreds of Philistines present. How did Jonathan and his armor bearer, how did he do this? How did he do this? So, I think it's verse 15. Yep. Okay, well, let's go back to 13. Jonathan climbed up, using his hands and feet, with his armor bearer right behind him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer followed and killed behind him. See what I was talking about? Okay. In that first attack, Jonathan and his armor bearer killed some 20 men in the area of about half an acre. Verse 15, then panic struck the whole army. those in the camp in the field, and those in the outpost and raiding parties, and the ground shook. It was a panic sent by God. Now God comes, he intervenes. God activated an earthquake. He activated thunder. He caused all of this confusion. And they couldn't figure out what was going on. I believe angelic armies came.
Yes.
And the war armies came. And they swept through that fort because it tells us that they put terror into these men. Two lads. Two boys. So they're going forth. See, this is a thing we've got to realize, is that sometimes when God gives us something to do, and this is what God does, but if we don't understand the supernatural, if we don't understand the realm of how God works, over and over and over again in the Bible does it tell about God sent confusion and terror into the land. I want you to really think about this. Jonathan just did something that he was asked to do. The armor bearer said, okay, I'll do it too. I want to say this very careful. Be careful about who you follow.
Yes.
You better be following somebody that has the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ inside of them. Don't just blindly go out there and follow anybody because they may take you down. Mm-hmm. There's two, you know, you've got to realize that. Jonathan knew, his armor bearer knew, well, let's put it this way. His armor bearer knew Jonathan was following the Lord. Now, this is a big principle for today because there's lots of stuff out there that are trying to attract us and calling us in. If you have to have discernment to know, is this...
Yep.
But when you follow after the Lord, that person, that leader is following after the Lord, then, hey, you will go and you'll dare to believe for even greater things. You will.
The unstoppable.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen.
One person, one young man, Jonathan, dared to believe God could work a miracle on his behalf, but for an entire nation. Was Jonathan fighting for himself?
No.
He was fighting for a whole nation. He didn't even go by his father's orders, the King Saul's order. He slipped out at night, or slipped out during the day. I'm not sure if it said night, so don't quote me on that one, okay? Because in verse 18, it says, Saul's lookouts at Gibeah and Benjamin saw the army melting away in all directions. And Saul said to the men who were with him, muster the forces and see who has left us. Who is it? Who's gone out? What's going on? And when they did, it was Jonathan and his armor bearer who were not there. Then Saul calls the Ark of God. Now, Saul sinned. I'm not going to get into all that. He sinned in a lot of this because he didn't wait for Samuel like he should have. But Jonathan and his armor bearer did. They did what the Lord told them to do. I believe, this is my sense, that God is really looking for people that will trust him at this kind of a level. To do the impossible. Just to take some steps. Just to step out a little bit. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and do whatever you think in your head you want to do. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when God says something to you, make sure it's of God, number one. And then take a step. Whatever that is. And then you will see God moving through it. Because what I've discovered, even in this story and in my own life,
is that Jonathan's strategy developed as he progressed up the side of the hill. I don't think he knew what was going to happen. He just knew God said, get up, go, take a peek. And then God says, okay, this is number one. What was the strategy? If they say, what? We're going to come down to you. He had an option right there. We'll stay right here. Because they knew they could hide or run or whatever. They wouldn't get, see what I mean? If they say, come on up here, then that was the second part of the strategy, was like, okay, God's going to fight for us. Sometimes we have to go in places that we might not really want to go in. Sometimes God is calling us into places to help people, and it can be a little bit scary. It can be a little bit, you know, because there's dangerous things going on. But God gives us the strategy as we go. If you're going to sit around and wait and wait and wait, you probably won't go anywhere. If you got to have the fullness of it, we have to go by the leading of the Lord. So these two options. And I'm thinking, as I was reading this, either strategy was not good. You think about it. Okay, God, if I stay there, I probably could get killed. If I go up and fight against them, I'm going to get killed. So neither strategy, you know, I'm going by. What was the difference in those two options? They trusted the Lord. They trusted the Lord in what they were to do. And then they knew God was going to go before them and fight this. And he does. Have you ever had those experiences? Where all of a sudden you're in the midst of something and you're going, oh my goodness, I got myself in this. Now how do I get myself out of it?
Yeah.
Every time God has revealed to me how to get out of it. And we have to be able to say, God, you know, I'm going to trust you. So as I finish out this, I think we have to ask ourselves this question. Who do we trust in more? Ourselves? Or the God who fights for us. Haven't you had to ask yourself that question before? I have. Who am I trusting more? What I am thinking inside of my head? The foolishness, the lies, the whatever? My flesh, my temptations, my desires, you know, whatever it is. Am I going to trust in this, or am I going to trust in the God who fights for us? I think we're in a divine time right now where crucial opportunities, let's say, are going to come forth. And you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be going, okay, do I go into this battle? And how do I go into this battle? And once I get into the battle, what's the strategy of all that? I think some of us just did it a few weeks ago. God asked me to do something. I didn't really want to do it. I reached out to a couple of people that he told me to reach out to. And behold, these two people said, yep, we'll go. We'll do it. I'll tell you what, I didn't want to do it. But I will tell you, I think when God tells us to do it, I just do what I have to do, and then God does the rest, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the main principle I want you to understand. So the question is, how willing are we to engage when it just doesn't make sense? How willing are we to go about, I would tell you, pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. Don't just run out there randomly doing whatever, because you might get caught up into something that's, you've got to, this is a case where we got to trust the Lord and what he's saying to us. If it's not of him, throw it out. But if it's of him, trust him that he's going to do that for you. I just was going to mention another one too. It's Gideon. It's another example of this process. And in Gideon, remember, he was sitting in a wine press thinking he's nothing. He's the lowest of the lowest, the least of the clan, the least of this. And he's just feeling miserable. The army was all around him. They had no food. And yet God came to him and said, he's a warrior. He called him a warrior. And he goes, how can that even be? Well, there's some of you are warriors in here, and you're going, how can that be? Mm-hmm. Do you ever think maybe God may be raising you up even right now to be a warrior? Mm-hmm. That's going to do amazing things for the Lord. Question is, well, how are you going to engage when God says that to you? What will you do? Well, you know what? It narrowed down. Gideon did what the Lord told him to do. And he thought, you know, he had all these men around him. And God says, no, get rid of a lot of those men. Now, this is the crazy thing, too. He said, those that get down on their, and lap up the water, because they can still see around, those are the ones I want you to take with you. 300. And Gideon is going, you're crazy. We gotta go. There's this big army. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. There's the other men. I've got to let them go. But you know why? Because they put their faces down in the water and they weren't aware of what was going on around him. Another message that we have to... Jonathan and his armor bearer and Gideon were always alert. What's around you? So... And then he says this funny thing. He said, okay, I want you to take some trumpets, and I want you to have some, I'm putting it in my terms, some clay pots, mm-hmm. and put a light in it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go and you're going to war against these 300,000 warriors. Mm-hmm. Crazy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But God, they did their part, and God did their part. His part. And once again, we find spirit of terror come in, confusion. They started to swing in their swords and killing off each other. Because God does things supernaturally. I believe we're coming into times when if we want this region or the region that we're living in to be effective for the Lord, we're going to be called to do some of these things, and we're not going to fight with the swords, angry words, resentment, rebellion, revenge. We're not going to fight with those kind of weapons, because that's what the world does. We're going to be fighting with our little shofars, our little trumpets, our little clay pots. Mm-hmm. No, you know what I'm saying. Yes. It's not going to look the way we think it's going to look.
Don't forget the oil.
And the oil. Yeah. And we're going to be taking down thousands. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to know about it or see it mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. we get to heaven mm-hmm. on the effect of what we've done. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to do something for the Lord that's impossible?
Yes.
Get your mindset around it. Get your minds. Because God is good.
Yes.
And when he shows us and speaks to us, it is amazing what he will do. So I'm just going to, do a declaration over us. And then if anybody wants prayer or anything like that, we've got some people that will pray over you if you want. And we'll go from there, right?
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, I thank you right now. Yeah, that you're the God of the impossible. And that, Lord God, whatever is happening within our families, within our lives, Lord God, within our homes, within our region, our community, our state, Lord God, we just thank you right now that you are the God of the impossible. And we ask you, Lord God, to come in and do the impossible. Do the impossible in our homes. Do the impossible, Lord God, with our family, our friends. Do the impossible, Lord God, in these communities. Bring them back to you. And I declare wokeness will go right now. And there will be a rising up of those Christian people, Lord God, that will serve you. And they will be one like Jonathan and the armor bearer. They will be one like Gideon. They will come out of, and I declare this over us right now, we will come out of a low poverty mentality, and we will rise up and trust you and believe you for the impossible, no matter what it looks like. I gotta say this, and I declare that the state of Maine will not succumb to the evil that is trying to come through this state.
Amen.
That the state of Maine will rise up, and the Son of God will rise from the east, and it will come over the state of Maine.
Amen.
And the Son and his blood and his resurrected life will take over the state of Maine, and it will sweep through the state of Maine, sweep through the capital, sweep through every single community in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the impossible. And great and mighty things, and we will hear the testimonies of it, Lord God. We give this to you in your precious name. Amen and amen. Right?
Amen.
All right. I want to thank you for watching and joining me on this journey as we go higher. Expect to grow, expand your territory, and enter into new levels of intimacy with the Lord. Check out my website at loisfewelling.com for books, online courses, podcasts, and other resources to help you soar in the Lord. Are you interested in increasing your confidence, being able to speak assertively, subdue your fears, manage life situations effectively, and overcome rejection or betrayal so that you can tenaciously stand back up again? Then you must sign up for a free strategy session so we can design a plan specifically for you. I now offer one-on-one coaching sessions with group sessions coming soon. My heart is to equip and make disciples and advance them into living a life more abundantly. Yes, my website is loisfewelling.com. Check it out, and I hope to be talking to you soon.